Sechen Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas Sechen Nishmas Daniela Shein Avos Yoshua Falak. Okay, good morning everybody. Okay, so Bez Hashem, today we're having Shir Tuesday today and Wednesday. Erev Yontif, I'm going to probably give a short Shir, but probably to anyone from like 10, 10:30, 10:40 in the morning on Inyanei Shavuos. Okay, on Thursday morning. I'll confirm that Bez Hashem tomorrow, Bez Hashem. So in terms of Yoredeya, we'll have today and tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Okay, so we're in the middle of Gvinas Aklum, and we said that Gvinas Aklum is even if the ingredients are kosher, but it was made by a goy. So again, Machlokas, Ramos says if the Yisraels were away, it's not a problem. And the Shach says, no, you need Yisrael to either own the cows and therefore own the milk and the cheese, or the Yisrael has to actually put the Davar HaMayim in the milk. Now, we ended off yesterday with the discussion about what about soft cheese? What about soft cheese? So if you have soft cheese, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's cheese also. And therefore, if you don't have a Yisrael going ahead and either owning it or, you know, all the different cheetahs that we had, then it's Gvinas Aklum. That was the Aruch HaShulchan said, what he calls in Sifkot Tezayin, Gvina Pshuta. Gvina Pshuta. So Gvina Pshuta is this soft cheese. So that's what blintzes are made out of. Right, Gvina Pshuta. It's not hard cheese, it's soft cheese or cottage cheese. These are all made out of Gvina Pshuta. So therefore, you need Yisrael. According to Yisrael Roy, according to the Shach, you need actual ownership, or that the Yisrael puts in the Dover Hamamid. So that's soft. And the Ramosha has the tshuva that he wrote to Rav Schwab. This is the tshuva to Rav Schwab about. Because apparently, maybe Rabbi Hess could give us more of the Metzias, but, you know, he was asking Rav Moshe whether he had to be mocha on people in the community who were having soft cheese that was not, owned by Yisrael. And Rav Moshe said, he says that Rav Moshe gave a svara, that to say that maybe soft cheese is not really cheese, because even though you put in a Dover HaMayimid, but that's just to speed up the things. Even if you wouldn't have put in the Dover HaMayimid, it would still become like cottage cheese, right? It would still become that, you know, like you put some milk out in the sun, right? And you come back in a couple of hours, you'll see that it's like it formed like a cottage cheese. It was already formed. So you don't really need the Dover HaMayimid. Like if you want to make hard cheese and you don't put it in a Dover HaMayimid, it's never going to become hard cheese. So Rav Moshe was saying that maybe this is hard to say, that's not really cheese. And therefore he says he's not saying 100%, but it's enough that Svara that he told Rav Schwab that he doesn't have to be mocha in the people that were doing this. And the Aruch HaShulchan thought, no, it's Aser. It's Aser. So,
there's another
svara
that you don't need to put in the
Dama Maimon, or just that if you don't really need to put it in, so then the fact that you put it in really is not a necessity. So if it's not a necessity, so then then it's like it's not there, because you didn't really need it.
But if the
Well, derech was always to put it in by hard cheese or by soft cheese? Right, but he's saying that even if the derech is to put it in, it doesn't matter, because lamaisa, if you don't really, if it's not necessary, so then it's, because it would become cheese anyway, so then maybe that shows that's the cheese of the Chazal we're always talking about was when there was a Dover HaMamid. And if you don't really, so you're putting in a Dover HaMamid even by the soft cheese, but you don't really need it. So then the Dover HaMamid is really extraneous, because it would have gotten there even without it. If you look in the Sefer Chelkas Binyamin, on page 23, Chelkas Binyamin is Rabbi Feivel Cohen's son, Rabbi Binyamin Cohen, Rosh Kolel and Halacha in Chaim Berlin, presently. And basically, between he and his father and him, they're trying to write a Mishnah Berurah size style Sefer in most of Yerideya, if not all. Rafael Cohen wrote on Nida and on Basim Cholov, Taruvis, Malicha. You know, his sons wrote on Ribis and other, and now this is, so between the two of them, they're trying to do most of Yerideya. There was a person, Rav Wollhendler, which I had his chus to know him. We never met. I knew him over the phone. He wrote a sefer called on Hilchas Nida, a Mishnah Berurah type sefer, but he called it Mishnah Berurah HaChadash. And then people got all upset, you know, at him, and it was a whole big thing. So Rav Feivel Cohen, he called his sefer Bari HaShulchan, and Hilchas Chalkas Binyamin, so people didn't... but I don't think he was a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. I once had a Shaila, a Hilchas Nida Shaila. You'll come to the Shir next year, I'll tell you what the Shaila was. And it was a Shaila where the woman potentially would have been a Nida for like 5 months. And I was trying to find some kind of a kula for this woman. And the only one who could give me a makor to find, again, of a possible kula was Rabbi Wollhendler, the author of this sefer. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. In the end, she miscarried, and the whole question became irrelevant. But he was a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, and it was called Mishnah Berurah Chadash Gufei Halachas, and it was. The second volume, it was supposed to be 3 volumes. He wrote volume 1, then volume 3, and then he was supposed to come out with 2, and then he was nifter, and it never happened. But he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So that style of the Mishnah Berurah type sefer, he was, I mean, obviously the Mishnah Berurah was the first one, but that style, you know. So people got very upset. I don't understand the reason to get so upset. I don't think there's any, I don't think the Chofetz Chaim would have gotten upset. That's my opinion. Okay, so the Chalkas Binyamin here, page 23, in Sivkot and Samach. What? Yeah, in the Nida packet, yeah.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. And we do by some of the Yeshua's topic Venus Rakos. So this child of Venus Rakos, he says Yeshua's topic, page 23. Venus Rakos can also shakorn balaz cottage cheese. This is cottage cheese. She'ein hamadosim oidei nesinas dover hamamid l'sochorn. That you don't need a dover hamamid. Rakshem obdos me'aleim. In other words, they curdled by themselves. The Mashiach sachal of yom u'yomayim naset hasos v'chimutz mushabe b'chem tzachal of. In other words, a day or two, you leave it like that outside. You'll see. You come back. You'll have the cottage cheese there. Al dezehu omed lios naset gvina rakav. Yesh lomed the gvinus ke'elu enu bechalal zeres gvinus akum. Dem sukechad shel gvina b'nei she'enas yosam l'dei nisinas dover ma'amilus ochan.
So he says then, in other words, let's talk about if you never even put in the Dover Maimon. It just became a guy took milk and he just put it outside. So he says, so that's not a, there was no Dover Maimon b'chlau. The double the gvina shall be do basovim. The hasam mayim also bin gvina shall also chom in the hainu gvina shall as kuko. In other words, if it's talking about a type of cheese that you need a dover mayimid, then that's an aser. Rakamakam or keva who mishtabish basovim. Zehu shall omr chom lo plug. So there, maybe it's a low plug. Because even though you only put a sovim in and you didn't put a treif stomach in, but that's the type of cheese that you would normally put in a tray of summer, so it's low plug. Shalom chalak be maimid shal isul a maimid shal heter. Aval gvinos rakos hanahal, hishlomo shalom yu b'chal agzer klal. Deim domos l'chema v'deim agzer is gvina. Miu ev shal chalak yishani chema v'deim b'pulas hamada kol ikar. Masha enki gvinos rakos sov sov yesh behem pulas hamada. In other words, by butter, there's no hamada at all. In other words, but by these things, sof sof yesh behem pu'ulos hamada, you can't efshir lehem b'chlal ha'gzera. Now, we have to see what he's saying exactly. Let's see in the biurim. And we do have a sof. If nim kasavnu sheish l'stabek b'gvinas rakos anosas b'lina sidas dover amay b'gasochan. Midami l'gvinas kosha shem yidu b'gasovim olo. Kvar n'stabek b'zeh b'gras moshe. Masig le b'sveka. V'inei l'chor din zeh b'furish l'isser. He says it's b'furish l'isser b'aruch ha-shulchan. Shekhozov d'may d'kaim lo anaham. Mimdu ha sovim osim b'reil gam gvinas p'shuto shalonu shem b'hamad d'klal asur.
And Ragmi did Cholav Akum. Of a Matzal Dvina lo Matzalum, the Lachor Kutach Lunami men Gvina Hanasa by Mother the Mela, Kumo Gvinas Rakos. Of Messiah Sham Kosa Behedi the Kutcha Humasha Korim Zer Milch, Shahu men Gvina Hanasa by Mother the Mela Mubachoch Mazadam Kosa the Kutachu Smetena. Then there is the Embo Indian Hamad, Allahu Shomno Shal Cholov, Shadifer Mano. We also take Shay. Yeah. So that's what he's saying here. Whereas if it's Hamad the Bemela. But my question is, do they actually, in other words, he's talking about Hamada B'Mela, something that, but the question is, when the Kaddish teach today, do they put in some type of Dover, Neinu B'Chalal Gzevi, Nei Karir, the Gvina Shemena, Karim Cream Cheese, Gamke B'Chalal HaKsvega, the Gvina Raka, Kenira B'Gir Shmosha, Yesh V'Slavik Gvina Zu, Im Yesh B'Mishum Gvina Zakum. He says today they don't just do it by themselves. They should betchil b'vashle macholov shuv yefshar l'savos b'socha chemtsa zachalov imdurach shalachar bishul mesim b'socha michadash also dover agor b'sheicholov toses v'chimus o mesim b'socha chemtsa zachalov atzmo v'hashul chora yefshar l'om b'shuv im istapik b'gvinas eilu. Same donors will gamble gvina kosher. Same we do a basovim. So in a mamidus may a name klal. Since kugel the rach of lamidum. On the near the holes of shovers hang gvina rach of shalon and lelus a umdos may a name mamish. So is over a ming gvina shain is kugel a mother. In other words, today we put in a dover mamid into everything. But the question is, So maybe you could say for sure it's Asr. But on the other hand, you could say that we don't really need it. This type of trees really doesn't need a Dover Maimid. So maybe even though we put it in, unless you put something, yeah. So that's the question. What about soft cheeses? So this is the machloikas. Oh, this is the machloikas. So if you'll take a look, Rabbi Gordimer Shlita from Washington Heights, and works for the OU, he wrote this article on page 26 called Say Cheese. So he writes, here, first take a look on page 28, what we were talking about. He says, does Gvinas Yisrael also apply to soft cheeses? Page 28. This too is a point of dispute. Some halachic authorities maintain that Gvinas Yisrael applies to all cheeses. Others contend that only cheeses with rennet are subject to this rule. The OU and most of the other kosher certifying agents adopt the latter position. An on-site full-time observer is thus not required for acid-set cheeses. So he says, why is kosher hard cheese so expensive? The cost of sending rabbinic field representatives to far-flung places to supervise hard cheese production for days on end is significant. In other words, he's not going to be there forever, but you want to make your run of cheeses, so you're going to send the mashgiach there, I don't know, you send him there for 3 weeks, he'll make the run, and then he'll go home. But you have to send him out, and he has to stay in the hotel for 3 weeks, and he'll make the run. And it'll do it. So you have to pay for that. So they schedule, a couple of weeks that they'll allow the kosher product to be made. They have to kosher the plant. But the gvina, the soft cheeses, don't do that. So the soft cheeses are relying that it's not considered cheese. So if you have, as I told you, if you have a brand of soft cheese, you want to get cheese blintzes. You want to go to the grocery store and get cheese blintzes. So if you get cheese blintzes with one of the regular hashkachas that you normally would use, and from a non-Jewish corporation, so that is not gonna. If you hold like the Shach and you hold like the Aruch HaShulchan, that would be also to eat, because according to the Aruch HaShulchan, soft cheeses are considered like regular cheeses, and therefore you need the Jew to actually put in the Dover Hamamid. And if the Jew's not putting it in, so even though that it's not the Jew to own it, which probably neither of the cases is true. But if you have a Hamish brand, that means it's it's owned by Jewish people. So then it's Gvinas Yisrael. So then you don't have to worry about it. So if you would have there's what to say that if a person wants to be machmir, it makes a lot of sense that he would. So if you. It depends where you live and what your availability is. What your availability is to be able to get, probably in Brooklyn it's probably easy to get these type of things. I mean, today, you have deliveries thing, today people aren't,
You know, so but that's the difference. If you hold from, see, even Rav Moshe thing to Rav Schwab, he was, you know, it was, you know, he wasn't saying, he said, I'm not giving you heter, but I'm not telling you to be mocha either. It was like, you know, that type of thing. It was, and that's why, as Rav Gordimer points out, it's going to be much cheaper if you're not going to have, you know, if you have a hechsher that from a non-kosher, non-Jewish plant, so that's going to be much more expensive. But in terms of the so if it's going to be a non, but if it's going to be a Hamish plant, so then, but in the soft cheeses, the ones that have the hechsher, you know, the regular hechshers that you use, is relying on, you know, Rav Moshe or something like that, and that itself is a question. He himself, so. You know, so there's what to say, you know, to be able to get the other ones. It's a much better situation, unless you get a Jewish brand. So it's a Jewish brand, then it's not a shayla of Gvinas Akum. And that was the story. What? Ellie? I can't hear you. Yeah, so cream cheese could be the same idea. Right? That's what Five O'Connor's son was saying. That cream cheese, he writes about cream cheese. Right. Do we see cream cheese in the piece? Yeah, 1 second, let me find it. Hey. Getting back on page 24. I believe we read it already, that he says the cream cheese could be the same type of thing. You see the line that we set it on? Here. The Einam B'chal HaGzeiv, Hinei Kanirik D'Gvina Shmeina, on page 24, on the right. The first word on the line is Yisrael. He says, Gvina, the first word on the line is the Einam, I'm sorry, the Einam. Hinei Kanirik D'Gvina Shmeina, Shenikra Blaz Cream Cheese. Hinei Gamkein B'chal HaGzeiv D'Gvina Raka. It's the same Shaila. Hinei Nirik B'Igris Moshe, Sakash of the Yishis, Stapik B'Gvina Zug, Mishba Mishum G'Gvina Zakum. Kanirishakan Russell also suffix Shihiskir Bigvino. Vishuvi Efshel the Savas Pusokhem Sasrahamid, Rachlach Abishal. So he says also, yeah. The same, that would be the same Shaila. And then, you know, so it's not Pashat, you know. And then take a look in the Biurim here on page 24, on the left side. What's, according to the Ramah, that you need Yisrael Roehu, right? So what about Yediyah Kiriya? Does Yediyah work also? So that's what he writes. B'fnim b'yarnu das ha-ramah d'davke Yisrael Roehu. Yeah, first let's look in the Chalkas B'yom and Samachay.
He says, "Besufka, Nusosom lechavenu das hashach, shenechchu al ramah." Srila domahani v'nis Yisrael, because of hashach Yisrael, also ma'aser lahamir gvina tayin shenosan akeva, or ma'amir achel l'toch achal mutul kol yamo va'af lechatchila roshay lasos kain. Because Yisrael also ikur ma'aser hamada, that's okay. But he says, Yisrael b'shas ha'chaliva v'asiyas ha'gvina d'kevet ha'chol v'agvina b'shus Yisrael su leis le'gvina's kol ikar. Ashat tzorach v'yus Yisrael. But then, so he says, you need a moshe, af l'chathchila m'leich shekvar yesh lo Yisrael chelak kuv'am lo'av v'mchal ha'isr. Tzorach Yisrael liras ha'chaliva. So now, take a look now in the Biurim. He says that's on page 24. He says that he thinks that Yidi is not good enough because if you hold even a Savim is no good. So then that means, according to that sheet, that even a Savim is no good, so then Yidi is not going to. Because Yidi means, I know it's kosher. But so what, you know it's kosher? A Savim also, you know it's kosher. But it's a din that you need Gvinas Yisrael. So according, if you machmir for the Shach, that you need Gvinas Yisrael, so that means either Yisrael has to own it, or Yisrael has to do the Maisa Hamada. In other words, there seems to be a steer in the Rambam. I mean, it's hard to say because one is the Perish Mishnayis, but the Rambam Perish Mishnayis is mashma like the Ramah, right? We saw that in the Rambam, the Perish Mishnayis, that Re'i is good enough. But yet he asks Asavim, at least according to those Gaonim. According to Shani Re'i Midia, so you have to say that Re'i is different than Yidia. According to Shani Rambam, Chay Nira Mukach Gam Lavush. We never have Re'ia. There's this whole thing with the Ramah of Re'ia, he's saying is a Chiddush. We said the Shach disagrees because he said the Aguda, what he didn't mean to be matirid based on Riyah. He was just talking about Hilchas, Mekach u'Memkar b'Shabbos. In other words, by Chol of Yisrael, it says Ein Yisrael Roehu. So Yidiyah is Kiriyah. But here's not a din, it never says anywhere in Shas that you need a din of Riyah. So if you don't need a din of Riyah, so it's a din in Chol of Akum. I mean, Gvinas Akum.
Etc.
So the bottom line is, you know, how much are you going to give? In other words, if you hold that the Ramah's doichuk, which it might be convincing that the Ramah is difficult, you know, because. You know, the context of the Ramah was from the Sefer Agudah. Now, Agudah wasn't even talking about the halachas of... it was Shalom Komo. It's hard to be medayik a halacha Hillel's Gvinas Akum when his point in there was not to talk about Gvinas Akum. It was to be talking about Mekach Memkar and Shabbos. So the Shach thinks the Ramah is very shver. So if the Ramah is very shver, so then it all has to do with a Jewish company or a Jewish... So a Jewish company we can get. Right, a Jewish company can get a Jew, and then depending on having a Jew put it in, you know, it could be more difficult. But nafkamina with the soft cheeses, because the soft cheeses, you know, if they're a Hamisher company, then they're owned by a Jew, then you have no problem. But when you get the ones in the companies, the Goyish companies, and they're in far flung country places. So, and the mashgiach will come once every 6 months, or wherever it is. So, just to make sure, so that's some type of yediyah. But according to the shach, if you assume like the Aruch HaShulchan also, that it's off cheeses, so mustama, the heter, I don't know, you know, when Rav Schwab wrote the tshuva, you know, when did Rav Schwab write this? I mean, Rav Moshe wrote the tshuva to Rav Schwab. It's Chazan Hess. You could tell us about the situation. But when he wrote the tshuva, let's take a look. He wrote the tshuva here. Here. In Tav Shin Chaf. Right? Is that Tav Shin Chaf? So 60 years ago.
Right.
So what was things like in the community? What?
60 years.
Yeah. So 60 years ago, it wasn't so easy to get the Hamisher. So people were using, you know, the non-Hamisher. And were relying on that it was kosher. I don't know, was there even a Hashkacha then? The Philadelphia cream cheese?
Only a K.
Only a K.
That's it.
That's it. So the K is, you know. Yeah, the K is the, you know, not the, you know. So apparently his Balabatim were buying that, right? In the grocery store.
Yeah.
So that was the question. He asked Ramosha, does he have to get up in shul and tell them that they have this? So Ramosha said no. You don't have to say anything. But he's not telling him that was... But today, so that was then. When 60 years ago, things were very different. Today it's a different world. Today we can get all these things, you know. You go on your computer, you order, you know. So l'chara, today we should be more machpid. It makes a lot of sense to be more machpid on these things. You know, the Venus. There was a certain conservative rabbi, Rabbi Isaac Klein, who wrote Shuvas. He knew how to learn. I know his family, so he wrote a responsa on this, you know, permitting cheese because the Dover Hamamid was in Yovesh and things like that. But like Rav Henkin said, it doesn't matter, because if you hold Asovim as Asar, so if it's Yovesh, so now it's no different than Asovim, but Asovim is also Asar. Unless you want to say that not every what Asar is Asovim. But the simple pshat is, you know, So that's why, you know, it was that Rav Henkin didn't accept that idea, what Rabbi Klein was saying. And so that's why we should, you know, and there's a lot to be to say so those are the things that we should really, if we can, to try to be makpid on, because it's takanas chazal. Takanas Chazal, not to use Gvina Sakum. And again, like the Shach said, and we saw, in, I think, in Rafael Chalkas Binyamin, it doesn't say Ein Yisrael Roehu. See, some people didn't like Rav Moshe's Kula, okay, but I should really make a packet. I never made a packet for Chol of Yisrael. The Gvinas Akum, I made this packet because we were doing Dover Hamamid, but I never made a packet really on Chol Yisrael, and that requires its own packet as well. So maybe before this this year is over, I should make a packet for you on that topic. So these are these halachas of Halavakum, etc. Okay, so we've officially finished this packet. So next, so we're not going to start another one now, but we'll tomorrow. I'll start another packet. What's the next one? Is the next one that we have supplements, right? What do you have? What do you guys have as the next? Yeah, the supplements. Okay. So we'll do this. We'll look at those supplements, and that's tomorrow, Bezer Shem, Wednesday, and then Thursday. I'll let you know for sure what the sticks. But Thursday's Erev Yontif. I know people are home, but it's still Erev Yontif. So I'll probably give a shiur to my regular guys and to you, whoever wants to come, and just in Yonei Shavuos, just some Divrei Torah, half an hour, 40 minutes tops, on in Yonei Shavuos. Just to give us some chizik for Shavuos. And okay, let me say hello to everybody. How are you, Ben? Ben Katz.
Good.
Good. Sonny Spitzer. Good. Michael K. Hi. Ellie Deutsch. Hi. Benji Katz. Okay, you have to fix your screen. I want to see your face. Yeah, Josh Blau, how are you? Avi Lichtshine? Okay, Yossi Wagshel? Rav Ezra Hess? Yosef Katan? And Benji Katz, okay. It's great to see you all. And okay, so Bezra Shem, tomorrow we'll see each other and continue the Inyanim of Dover HaMamid. Okay. Those that are coming to the Pikuach Nefesh here, we'll start in 15-20 minutes in the Pikuach Nefesh here. Okay.